Hallelujah. Okay. This morning, I'll be ministering on crucifying the ego, becoming more like Christ. Crucifying the ego, becoming more like Christ. Hallelujah. You know, one of the greatest battles that we face as Christians is not the devil outside. It is the self inside. The problem most times is not always the serpent that is in the garden, but the ego in our hearts. Hallelujah. Many of us love God sincerely, but the self-life, the pride, the need for attention, the desire to be seen, to be at the spotlight, fights to build a throne that you need to walk through the process to build. Hallelujah. I'd like us to turn to Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Crucifying the ego and then becoming more like Christ. Media. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The A part. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to the teachers of the law in the old, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Let me ask us the question, but how can you love your neighbor if your heart is full of self? You cannot love others if your world revolves around you. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, it's time to crucify that ego. Say it well so that they will hear. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. It's time to crucify that ego. So what do we mean by ego? It's a sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Praise the Lord. I want us to go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 1 through to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Media, please help me. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Somebody will say, Pastor is always coming to this place. But let me shock you this morning. As I was reading this scripture, the Lord whispered something into my ears. I have read this scripture over and over. And the Lord said to me, what they call today, they gave a beautiful name, is what has been in existence. Talking about narcissism. Can you see the characteristics there? Hey, they are looking at me. 2 Timothy 3 gives us the characteristics of what we have given a beautiful name, the narcissist amongst us. Now, we are going to relate this command that Jesus has given to us. Love your neighbor as yourself. We're going to relate it with loving God, loving your neighbor as yourself, loving yourself. And also, we're going to relate it to self-idolizing that many of us do. Praise the Lord. Do you know that many of us have this hidden trait of a narcissist? They are quiet. It is hidden inside of us. When you talk about the self, a narcissist is someone who has excessive love for him or herself. It has to be me. If it's not me, it can't be another person. Praise the Lord. Now, understanding the spirit of narcissism, I said, I know we have sometime, I think in one of our meetings, we talked briefly about it. Now, we're going to look at it spiritually. What we do that we don't know. Narcissism means excessive love of self. It is deceptive. It looks like confidence, but hides in insecurity. It also hides in emptiness. It is self-love without God and self-confidence without humility. Now, spiritually, it is when self becomes more important than Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to just read out a few signs of this behavior. One, craving excessive attention and admiration. Feeling superior to others. Manipulating people to get validation. Inability to admit fault or to apologize. Comparing and competing instead of connecting with your brothers or sister. Loving people for what they can offer, not who they are. Praise the Lord. So most of the time, what you hear them say is, I must be seen, or they must not say I dare around. They have to appreciate me, not after everything I have done. I beg, now my time to shine. Shine your shine. I shine my shine. You will want to be in the spotlight. That is the language of a narcissist. Many of us say that. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 5, Jesus says something to the Pharisees. He says something concerning them, rather. But all their works they do to be seen by men. That's what many of us do. What we do, we always want the people around to know that we are the ones doing the work. Very few persons do things behind the scene. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God doesn't want to share his glory with your ego. He doesn't want to share his glory with your ego. Say after me, Lord, teach me to serve without being seen. Somebody will say, how can I serve without being seen? It's your integrity that matters here. It's your integrity that matters. Praise the Lord. When you serve without being seen, it means you are real, you are true. Your integrity speaks for you. Praise the Lord. You know, today in church, we have people doing the right things actually. But most of the time, it's for the wrong reasons. Sometimes you want to preach, you want to sing, you want to pray. But the motive behind it is for me, not for him. Let me give us an example. Choir, sorry, I'm going to have to use the choir. No, I won't mention anybody's name. Don't worry. But let's say, please stand up. Stand up. You want to sing, and then you take your time to fast, to pray, to prepare, to seek the face of the Lord. Because you want to minister. And then you know you have a fine voice. Oh, fortunately you do. You have a fine voice. You don't take out time to pray, to prepare, to seek the face of the Lord. Both of you sing beautifully well. But what is the difference? The difference is you sing to bring the presence down, but she sings to showcase her voice. So she performs while you worship. That's spiritual narcissism. Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I just said? Now, the motive behind their preparation, one is to exalt God. The other is to showcase talent and the voice. So it is not only for unbelievers. Believers as well have hidden traits. Please sit down. They have hidden traits of a narcissist. Praise the Lord. I'm not the one who said it though. I'm not the one. They use God's platform for self-promotion. We see it now. Sometimes when people come to somebody says, I don't like Nigerian artists, Christian artists. So they are not talking about the Christian minister. Praise the Lord. I don't know if any of you saw that message. Praise Master Jesus. True ministry is not about being known. It's about making Jesus known. That is what true ministry is talking about. Making Jesus known, not for you to be known. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. We're going somewhere. A narcissist cannot obey that. Why? Because they turn love inwardly as against an outward show of love. So there's no way they can obey that command that Jesus has given. And don't forget, the command, it crushes from 5 to 10 of the 10 commandments. How you relate with your fellow neighbor. And your neighbor can be your friend, your brother, your sibling. Your neighbor can be your customer, your client. Anyone that you have acquaintance with is your neighbor. So a narcissist turns love inwardly as against an outward show. Praise the Lord. Because it has to be self. Praise the Lord. One thing that they don't understand, and many of us are yet to understand, is that the world is a world of giving, not a world of taking. If we have that understanding as believers, that what we ought to do is always to give rather than expecting one to give us, you won't be at this level where you are. Because even Jesus says it is more blessed to give. God showed us that example. The Bible says he gave his son to us to bring us back into fellowship with him. That is love. Praise the Lord. Love will tell you, how can I help you? But a narcissist will ask you, how do I look? Praise the Lord. They just have to be at the center. If their name is not mentioned, Apostle Paul says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Many of us, we quote that scripture, but at the end of the day, we tell ourselves that we are in charge. I can do whatever I want to do because I am in charge. What you are doing is making a seat on a self-made throne. not the throne that God has elevated you to. You built that throne by yourself. Praise the Lord. Jesus, help me. Now, this behavior that is hidden in many of us that are Christians, that's why sometimes a Christian would do something and you are wondering, is this person truly who he or she claims to be? We compete for unnecessary things. We rival ourselves for unnecessary things. The largest congregation, the one who speaks in tongues the more, the one who sees and prophesies exactly the more, the one who knows how to handle the microphone, and then the speaking in tongues becomes capital letters. Someone said when I was in Bible school, when you speak in tongues, you speak in tongues in capital letters. You don't speak in tongues with small letters. The capital letter tongues, enemies will see and run. Praise the Lord. That was what they told us. I said, okay, I have to learn these capital letter tongues. Praise the Lord. Why are we competing instead of collaborating? Friendships are being killed. Marriages are being destroyed. Ministries are being destroyed. Let me tell you something. Love builds bridges, but pride builds walls. Love builds bridges. Pride, it builds walls. Hey, your neighbor, build walls. Sorry, don't build walls. Build bridges. Hallelujah. So what is the cause? Why should believers still have this trait of a narcissist? Let me tell us something. Many of us grew up in different backgrounds. Some of us grew up in a home where it is constant abuse, emotionally, physically, mentally. You're being talked down every day. You see your parents fighting. You see your mother talk anyhow to your father. Some of us are from a home where survival of the fittest is what happens there. Is a battleground. Some of us are from homes where we have to compete and being compared to another. What that is doing is actually building a lifestyle, a pattern, a character that is not supposed to be associated with you. That is why it is easy for you to always judge somebody, because it is what you are used to hearing. That is why it's always easy. Have you heard some persons that will say, this woman is a sadist? There is something that person is sick of, and it started from somewhere that the person has not yet gotten an inner healing from. You see somebody laughing, you are angry. You see somebody, you greet somebody, you are angry. You see somebody wearing something nice, you are angry. They show itself. Why they show itself now? Every time they see you, there's a frown on your face. It's not your fault. It is coming from somewhere. And because you are not healed from it, the cycle continues. The same pattern you would use to raise what you are bringing forth. Praise the Lord. It is very easy for us to always look for people to criticize, because where you are coming from, that is what takes place there. I give you a gift. Your mind is telling you, why is Pastor giving me this gift now? Pastor one man, they come church now. Pastor one puts me for one unit now. I mean, which kind of thing be this now? Why Pastor give me this gift? Why? What is the reason now? Dickiness, you know why Pastor called me and gave me this gift? Dickiness did not answer. You move. Do you know why? Do you know why Pastor gave me this gift? There must be something to this gift, oh. A simple gift. Your mind is going here, going there. Go, you know why? Because you're from a home where competition is from. You cannot get anything without having to do something. So when somebody genuinely is offering you out of love, you begin to read all manner of meaning to it. You want to know why? There must be a reason. There's no reason. It is out of love. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. I saw this shoe. I like it. So I'm buying it for you. Pastor. If I don't come to church now, Pastor will get angry. Oh, this shoe don't commit me. Oh. Far from it. It is out of love. You're in a home. See, do you know, when you put water in a cup that is maybe half cup, it won't overflow, right? But when you put it to the brim, there's a way you carry it, pours. That is how many of us are. Our love from the house is half cup. Half cup. So you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what is not enough for you. You have not loved yourself. So how do you want to love another person? So how? Why do you want to love another person? Come and teach me something. Why go teach him? May he know pass me. Why? Why? You won't know pass me so that they go say Naim. Hallelujah. Listen, many of us, we try to want to outdo each other. There is no basis for that. You know why? Because we are all uniquely made. What God has written about me is different from what God has written about you. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says many of us have lost our self-worth, our value, because of where we are coming from. And so the characters that are not supposed to be in us is what we exhibit. Because if you ask that sadist, take your time and ask questions, you will find out that that person was abused, or you will find out that person saw the mother being beaten, blue, black, and bottled everything in. So nothing makes him or her happy. Everything people do around them, it irritates them because they are not used to giving joy. All they see is pain, tears. Praise the Lord. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. Some of you, you've been talked down so badly. So when you see success coming, you by yourself, you tell yourself, I don't qualify. After they've said nothing good will come out of me. Everything that I've been doing, I've been failing. Is that not what they said? So why do I think I qualify for this position coming? By your own self, you scatter it. And when the success starts coming, as he sees you, it turns away. Why? Because even your spirit man says, you are not qualified. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me one day, not be people like you that they find for ministry. Because the person know my, know where I for come. When they told my mom, one of your children will stand at the altar. They did not look at my direction, no, because me, I don't like church before. They didn't look at my direction. It was my brother that they were looking at. Because when he starts praying here, he holds us captive. We'll be there. Morning prayer. We can use 2 hours. We'll go late for school. So he was the one everybody thought would be the pastor. And then the wind, nobody knows the ways of God. And then the wind began to blow. Me, we not like church. Now me, Holy Ghost, come to push you up and down. I say, it's not me. And then I remember, it's not a person like you that they are looking for in church. And so when I started initially, I will see something, I will swallow it, I will not talk. I will see something, I will swallow it. It took some of my friends, I say, you see too much. Say it, this sickness that you think you are sick, now only goes to deal with you. There are too much inside. Spill. I say, okay. If I stand in front and I'm looking, liver will just fail me. When I started, I would just feel they have said is ringing in my ears. Praise the Lord. That is the situation of many of us. Until the Lord said to me, I called you, and everything that you do is from within. It is not them that write on the paper. Praise the Lord. My confidence came back. Do you know when you are praying and somebody comes to say, all she does is just to talk. She doesn't pray. She's just talking. So when you stand in the congregation and you see the way you are looking at me, I'm talking, they are not even hearing me. Why? Because I have heard that they say it's only talk that she talks. She doesn't pray. I don't speak in capital letter tongues. Praise the Lord. Until the Lord rebuked me and told me, yours is from within. They write it. Praise the Lord. And I said, no problem. When I stand and say a thing, I know the one giving me backing who has gone ahead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see all this fake life that we see around? You see all this fake life? It's because they have lost their self-esteem. You are not proud of who God has made you. Because they have told you, see as you be, your nose too big. See as you be, you too short. You too fat. And so, you have to look for, now I can buy bomb bomb. I will go and buy bomb bomb. Now, I can fix and have a big breast. Now, you think exposing yourself is fashion? Some of you that copy what you don't know. They are only hiding in insecurity. They are only hiding in low self-esteem. You join, they follow, then they do fashion. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that God fearfully and wonderfully made you. You say, no, the deity didn't do you well. I go reform myself. Some of them go through pain and die. Some of them will not tell you what they are going through because they don't love themselves. So how would they tell you? If you do this thing, you feel die, you will start spending money endlessly. They won't tell you. They won't tell you. Praise the Lord. They feel empty. They feel guilty. They feel condemned. And so what happens? Because of the harsh background they are coming from, they hide all of these things in what they do. Praise the Lord. What we do most of the time is we change the divine order. All you hear, pride is speaking, I am better than others. Insecurity is speaking, I need praise so that I can feel worthy. Many of us need men's validation to be able to move to the next level. To be able to do something that you can outdo 10 times. Praise the Lord. You have unhealed wounds. speaking out, looking for attention. Check people that are looking for, seeking for attention. Any little thing, they want to be sought out. There's something that they are hiding. There is something hiding that they have not allowed anyone to know. There's an inner wound they are yet to heal from. Praise the Lord. One thing you need to understand is when your identity is rooted in Christ, you will not be craving for the applause of men. You will do because you hear the Spirit lead you. You hear Jesus telling you this is the right way to go. Even the Bible says so. That you will hear His voice behind your ears telling you this is the direction. You don't need man to tell you this is how. You will go and consult even when man has said, this is where you should go to. Praise the Lord. Do you know the story of Saul? Many of us do. The story of King Saul in the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 15. We'll take it from verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. For I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and your words because I feared the people and obeyed their voices. Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, as many of us have rejected, love your neighbor as yourself. And then the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. Can we turn, please? 27. We're going to stop at 30. And Samuel turned around to go away. Saul seized the edge of his robe and he tore. So Samuel said to him, the Lord has turned the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. May the blessings that God has for you not be taken away from you in Jesus' name. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent. 30. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now. Did they tell you what you do? You are still looking for pride. The ego is still speaking. Before men, not before God, before men. He says, please, before the elders, say, I have sinned, yet honor me now. Please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return to me. After I have satisfied man, I will now go back and meet God. God understands. That is how many of us are. God know they see us. God the heaven. Baba God did they. He understand. Make I do this one first. That's what Saul did. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is a cry of the ego. In Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17. Your heart was lifted up. This is referring to Lucifer. Because of your beauty, you corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ego made Lucifer lose his position, lose his seat. And he was cast down. And people look at him. Even you and I tread upon him. Praise the Lord. You and I in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is what ego can do. I know they say sorry. It's not in my character. It's not in my character. Listen, when love for self replaces the love of God, pride becomes idolatry to you. Pride, it becomes idolatry. So how then do you crucify this ego of us? How do you crucify? One, die to self. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. You die daily. Then he said to them, Jesus speaking, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. It's a decision. It's not a one-time prayer. It's a decision that you have to use discipline to accomplish. Praise Master Jesus. And every day you declare to yourself, my flesh will not rule over me today. My flesh will not rule over me today. Praise Master Jesus. Number two, embrace servanthood. Philippians 2, verse 5 through to 8. If Jesus can wash the feet of his disciples, say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Him that is God still came down and washed the feet, setting an example. For you to become great, you need to first serve. Praise the Lord. You need to serve. Hallelujah. Today, many of us are demanding for thrones when we have not served. We are demanding for crowns when we have not served. Hallelujah. If you want to be great in life, learn how to serve. Learn how to be or how to love your neighbor. Learn to give to the people around you. Praise the Lord. Number three, accept correction. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. But he who... Please, can we read it together? Let's read it now with zeal. Read it again. I am not the one who said it, though. You read it with me. Those of you that don't like correction, Bible say, you are stupid. They correct you, you pick an offense, you vex. The Bible says you are only acting stupid. You don't understand that correction gives you direction. If you understand that correction gives you direction, you will not be angry. Correction only makes you better. The person who doesn't love you will never tell you, sister, what you are doing is wrong. Instead, they will clap for you. Vex well. You did not abuse them well. If I was the person there, what I would say, check them out. They will go behind and go and apologize. But they will ginger you. You correct your friend. Your friend tags you as an enemy. You don't wish me well. There's a way that seems right. When they are in that spot, nothing that you say makes sense until they are being destroyed. It says if you hate correction, now you know. Praise the Lord. Number four, heal inner wounds. The Bible tells us that God heals the brokenhearted. Psalm 147, verse 2. Let the love of God fill those cravings. You want attention, do for God. God will announce you. You want to be in the spotlight, do for God. God will announce you. He will take you to the highest. If only you can remain humble there. Praise the Lord. Finding your identity in Christ, number five. Many of us are looking for followers, we are looking for likes. We are looking for 1 million subscribers. We are looking for titles. Your value is not in the titles. If not, all those people, influencer, 10 million viewers, he suddenly die. Do you people not read it? I see it now. TikToker, 10 million, 20 million, he die. Why didn't the likes, why didn't the title sustain them? You do all manner to get attention. What God has not designed for you,
it is well.
Praise the Lord. Allow God to love you so that you can impact your neighbor. When the Lord loves you, when your heart rests in the truth, self no longer begins to perform, but love begins to propel you. Praise the Lord. Love is not a feeling. It's because yesterday was my anniversary. That's why I say, let me preach this one. I'm in love. Praise the Lord. Love is not a feeling. It's a reflection of Christ in you. When Christ lives in you, you will see people differently. You don't need to start looking for rivals, but you begin to look for relatives in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 says, we love because he loved us first. So loving your neighbor as yourself is possible only when your ego dies. Love will come alive. When you celebrate others rather than competing, knowing that you are God's workmanship, he craftily made you. So I cannot sing like Jennifer. Jennifer, you can't preach like me. You see, our part's different. It's high time we begin to understand that. Praise the Lord. Serve quietly instead of boasting. Serve quietly. Forgive easily. Somebody asked me, is it this easy to forgive? It's not easy to forgive, oh. Forgiveness is one tough thing. But when Christ put the ointment, you would forgive. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, brothers and sisters, if you want to speak like Apostle Paul, I am crucified with Christ. He's a reflection of a true disciple of Jesus. Crucify the ego. Crucify the flesh in you. Crucify those narcissist behavior that is hidden inside of us. Because it's a worship of self, while Christianity is a worship of Christ. So when you keep idolizing yourself, what you are doing is not, my husband is not a narcissist, my wife is not a narcissist, even you be narcissist. They say there is no cure for it, but Jesus cures all things. Medical say you were born as a narcissist, but God says, I did not create you a narcissist. It's just that you lack my love. You don't have me in your inside. So there is cure. And the only cure is being deeply rooted in Christ. Praise the Lord. I want you to announce to yourself, I die to self today. Say it with all consciousness, that I might live as Christ wants me to live. I die to self. Praise the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. Praise the Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart. I
give you my soul.
Yes.
Listen, I heard the Lord tell me that someone is here wanting to walk with Jesus, but this person is afraid to lose things because he or she fears there is a life of suffering. Hallelujah. While you're standing, I will not call you out because I hear a name. While you're standing, and you know you haven't given your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Him, while you're standing, just bow your head and speak to Him. Tell Him, Lord, I surrender to You. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I repent of all of my ways. Show me Your mercy. Cause me and cause every self in me to die for You to reign in my life. Let that be Your prayer. I hear the man say, it means I have to stop what I am doing. It means I have to lose all of these things that I've acquired. You know, every meeting is designed for someone. There's riches, there's abundance in Jesus. You don't have to live in that part because everything consists in Him. And I hear the lady say, how will I cope? How do I survive? How do I cope? I am already used to a particular lifestyle. Just begin to speak to Him. Jesus is waiting. He's standing at the door of your heart this morning. And He's knocking, waiting for you to open the door of your heart. Tell Him, Lord, I surrender to You this morning. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me. Be my help. light of all of my ways. Show me your mercy. Take this uncertainty away from me. Take the fear away from me. Cause every self in me to die. I cannot depend on myself any longer. And come and rule and reign in my life. It's a hard cry. It's a hard cry. You're singing, I give you my heart, but you're still undecided. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, say, oh Lord, say, oh Lord, crucify my ego. Let that be your prayer. Crucify my ego. Enough of the self-glorification. Enough of the hidden arrogance. Deliver me from a prideful life. I am tired of this self-glorification. I am tired of wanting to be at the spotlight. I am tired of struggling to be where you have not put me. Deliver me from every hidden arrogance. Crucify my ego and make me like you, Lord. Make me like you. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to love my neighbor as myself. Teach me to see myself through your eyes, not through the world's mirror. Teach me to love my neighbor as myself. As you are declaring and praying, begin to ask the Lord to heal your heart from every hidden wound. And ask Him to fill you with humility that reflects His character. Says He resists the proud. May the Lord not build a resisting wall between you and His presence. He tore the curtains when He died on the cross to give us access. Don't let pride make the Lord resist you. Resisting means you can't come close to Him. I will say this last prayer. John the Baptist says, increase in me that I may decrease. Begin to declare it. Father, increase in me and cause self to decrease. Father, uproot every seed of narcissism from my heart. We are quick to identify who is a narcissist, but fail to see ourselves as one. To decrease for you to take over. Take over my mind. Take over my will. Take over my thoughts. Declare it. We're not casting out any demon, but we are pulling every demon inside of us out. May we not be cast out from the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we lay our pride on the altar this morning. Burn away every self-glory. Let your love overflow in our hearts. Cause us to be like the cup that overflows, reaching out to those around us. Every ego that has denied me my destiny helper, Father, crush it today in the name of Jesus. Crush it in the name of Jesus. May it never rise again in my life in the name of Jesus. May it never rise again in your life in the name of Jesus. May Christ, not ego, be seen in you and I. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in